The Region 8 Equity Assistance Center at Metropolitan State University of Denver is guided by its mission to provide, upon request,
technical assistance, training, and staff development for school boards, school districts,
tribal education agencies, charter schools, and other responsible governmental agencies.
We strive to promote equitable education opportunities and access for all students.
We seek to improve equity, access, and participation in high-quality, research-based opportunities for education for all students.
We work to reduce disparities between and among groups where they may arise.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Equity Today, the EAC Region 8 podcast. I'm Tyler, and today I'm sitting in with Marcella Pata, and today we're going to talk about the Increasing Opportunities for Native American Students conference that is coming up here in May. So, what can you tell us about this conference?
See, the conference came to Metro via Charles Beatty from the president's office. He actually represented the university in the EAC at another conference that was held in November of 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And Colorado Department of Education requested that Metro State take over the organization, the committee chair, to do the following conference, which would be the second phase. The first conference was Best Practices for Native American students. So it involved a lot of the educators, district superintendents, State Department leaders, and community leaders. And they wanted to take that and bring in the targeted audience, which is the parents, the in-service educators that are teaching Native American students in the Denver urban area, and the students. So we took it over, and we are now ready to host the event, which will be May 3rd and 4th here at Metro State University. And it's going to be focused on parental engagement, advocacy, federal regulations and legislation such as Title VII, federal identification needs, also helping administrators and educators connect with the parents and the community. That will happen on Friday. On Saturday, we're going to be hosting Walt Puryear, who's Lakota tribal member, and he's artist in residence. He'll be artist in residence till the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
And he is doing great stuff with the students because he is, one, connecting with them on in areas that they like. He's tying traditional culture, art, stories, figures with contemporary art. And he's doing it by skateboards. So he's going around the nation building skateboard parks on reservations.
Yeah, this guy's stuff is very, very cool.
Yeah.
So he designs the skateboard decks, and then he'll sell them, and he uses the profits to fund skate parks into the reservations. That's awesome.
And exactly.
I'll have his website linked in the show notes if you want to check those out.
Oh, great! And he's doing it very healthy. He's having students also. He'll do workshops, which he's not going to do at this conference, but he'll do workshops with students and have them design their own skateboard deck. He's the director of the Stronghold Society, and it's a nonprofit dedicated to instilling hope and supporting youth movements through Live Life Call to Action campaigns. So he's really in touch with our Native American youth needs.
That's awesome. You said that Title VII is going to be a focus at the conference. What is that?
On Friday, May 3rd, we have invited Joyce Silverthorne, and she's the director of the Office of Indian Education, U.S. Department of Ed. She is responsible for supporting local and state and national educational agencies, as well as the Indian tribes and organizations, to meet all the academic needs of the American Indians and Alaska Natives. She has strong tie to the community here in Colorado and Montana. Title VII, to answer your question, is a federal legislation dealing with Indian education.
Okay.
So it's tied to funding, it's tied to identification, it's tied to everything.
And does it pretty much suggest that it should be equal for all Native American entities as it is to any other?
Yes. Unfortunately, the funding is not as generous as it should be.
Mm-hmm. It says it. What it says and what it funds is a little bit different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, while Denver urban area has many Title VII sites, they don't have enough liaisons. Liaisons mm-hmm. would be the communication person between the parents, the tribe, the students, and the school. And so now there's one school could be sharing, or one liaison could be servicing 4 to 7 schools at a time.
Oh my gosh.
Depending on what district. So
stretching them too thin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And at times rendering them maybe not as effective as they could be.
Yeah.
Because of that. Cool. So yes, so that's another area that we're going to talk about. And how parents should know more about Title VII, how it helps if you are identified correctly, how it helps bring in funding to help provide a better education for your Native American student.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, I think individual empowerment's an important thing, because
exactly.
you're getting parents aware of this, and also young children,
students
who are going to be becoming adults soon. Yeah, yeah. It sounds like a really, really good idea and a nice goal behind it.
Well, it's good you brought that up, because ideas actually came from Title VII directors, Title VII liaisons, Title VII community leaders, Title VII educators. So we like to, through the EAC, not go in and tell people what we think they should do. We like to hear what they need and help them address those needs or provide services to bring projects such as this
mm-hmm.
to fruition. So that's the key, listening to the public, listening to the parents, listening to the students, listening to the educators who are part of the community, and providing services to meet their needs, to provide support, resources, the tools, give them the skills to advocate for themselves, give the students to advocate for themselves, increase their educational resilience, all sorts of things.
Yeah, empowering the individual is so important these days. And we should also mention that this is there's no fees to attend this conference.
No, the conference is entirely free. We are providing a lot of the funding. We're getting some support from the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs, Mr. Ernest House, Jr. Colorado Department of Education will be represented as well. And Metro State University, of course, of Denver.
Awesome. And so if people want to register, there's a form online.
Yes, you can go to our website, which will be
in the show notes. It's
www.metrostate-eac.org, and there will be a link on that website to the conference, and you can either register online or download a PDF.
Yeah, there's a printable form that you can either fax or scan an email to us, but the easiest way is just to fill out a registration form online, and I'll link directly to it. But again, if you don't have access right now, then go on to metrostate-eac.org, and then along the side there will be an Indian Affairs Conference link.
And if you have any questions, please feel free to call me, Marcella. My number's on the website.
Awesome. Anything else?
No. Maybe one more thing. We're going to be hosting another conference in the Durango Four Corners area on August 17th. But that'll be a whole nother podcast.
That will be a whole other podcast. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us. If you would like to contact the Region 8 Equity Assistance Center, you may do so at our website, metrostate-eac.org. at 303-556-6065 or via email at eac@msudenver.edu. Listeners are also invited to join the conversation by following us on Twitter at EAC Region 8 or by liking the Equity Assistance Center Region 8 Facebook page. Special thanks to the band Northbound for the use of their song Forward in this podcast. Thank you.